Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum.
SoftBank CEO joining Trump for the announcement. Unclear where SoftBank will raise the capital. More drone activity, this time over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. We've now learned it was closed temporarily on Friday night because of drone incursions. Meanwhile, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are using infrared cameras and drone detection technology to make sure that the drones spotted flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful. In his first official statement since fleeing Syria, former President Bashar al-Assad says he had planned to keep on fighting, but that the Russians requested he leave Syria as rebels took over the capital. Assad is now in Russia. This is ABC News. The atrocities of the Assad regime are still being uncovered in Syria after rebels took over the country, but speaking for the first time, Bashar al-Assad saying he wanted to stay and fight to hang on to power.
It is very much his version of events. He goes on in a statement to say that he had no wish to gain personally from public office. We have toured his palaces, his residence, his garage full of millions of dollars of cars. All of that evidence shows that perhaps that wasn't the case.
ABC's James Longman in Damascus. We're in the thick of the holiday season, but some workers with Amazon are on the verge of launching a strike. The Teamsters Union says it gave Amazon until December 15th to renegotiate a new contract for more than 5,000 workers at two New York warehouses. But according to the union, Amazon didn't address workers' concerns about low wages and subpar working conditions. The strike may not have a large impact on holiday shopping, especially those gifts that are already out for delivery. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for mainly cloudy and breezy conditions. A few sprinkles or some drizzle possible with a high of 40. Tonight, variably cloudy and breezy, a low of 26. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high of 34. In Richland Center, we have a cloudy 34 degrees after a low this morning of 32.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
It's 34 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Madison Police Department is investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Multiple injuries have been reported. This remains an active and ongoing investigation. More information will be released as it is available. People are currently being asked to avoid the area. Roads are blocked off along 4900 Buckeye Road. Drivers and community members are asked to find alternate routes if travel is needed in the area. As schools continue navigating staffing challenges, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced today it has been awarded a $10.5 million federal grant to support the recruitment and retention of special education teachers and leaders across the state. The U.S. Department of Education awarded the five-year grant as part of its State Personnel Development Grant Program. The funding will improve professional development systems for educators and help districts implement innovative strategies to address critical staffing shortages in special education. According to DPI data, 49.4% of Wisconsin's new special education teachers either leave the state or the profession altogether by their sixth year. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-24 school year, and school choice program students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. Residents in the Mauston School District will again see a referendum on the February ballot. The Mauston School District Board of Education held a special meeting December 4th, where it was voted to place an operational referendum question on the ballot in the spring primary election. This proposed referendum follows two previous attempts in 2024. The April 2nd referendum received 38.2% support, and the November 5th referendum received 49.4%, but did not pass. Both measures aim to provide funding to maintain essential district operations. The proposed referendum this spring seeks voter approval to exceed the state-imposed revenue limit by $1.75 million annually for the next 4 years. Without additional funding, the district projects it will be unable to operate beyond the 2026-27 school year. More than $1.5 million in cuts have already been implemented for the 2024-25 school year, and an additional $2.2 million in reductions are planned for the 2025-26 year. If a solution is not found, the district could be dissolved by the end of the 2026-27 school year, with students redistributed to neighboring districts. The school district of Mauston is not alone in facing these challenges. More than 90% of the school districts in Wisconsin have asked for voter approval to exceed their revenue limits through an operational referendum. If approved, the referendum would allow the district to avoid further cuts to staffing and student programs. The district would also prioritize preserving small class sizes, a full range of academic programming, and its experienced staff. The estimated property tax impact of an approved referendum would be 35 cents per every $1,000 of assessed property value. The owner of a home assessed at $100,000, for example, would see a property tax impact of $35 per year. The district will share more information, including answers to frequently asked questions leading up to the February 18th election. More Wisconsinites are seeking telemedicine abortion care, even though it's banned by state law. The 1849 abortion law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Even after the ban was lifted because of a court ruling last year, the demand for abortion medication via telemedicine remained high. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Wisconsin currently has 4 abortion clinics. That means 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of residents of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Under state law, Wisconsin doctors cannot prescribe abortion medication via telemedicine, but other states have shield laws, meaning their doctors can prescribe abortion pills to people in other states. On average, Wisconsinites are placing 130 orders per month of abortion medication via telemedicine. Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites, and they're worried about new laws in the new administration, especially those that could be used to target people of color.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
An 1800s law could come into play under the new administration, although about 70% of Americans have never even heard of it. The Comstock Act banned taking obscene material across state lines. Project 2025 directs leaders to use the old law to criminalize abortion. Some state attorneys general have already asked courts to make mailing abortion pills illegal under the act.
There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. In a recent interview, President-elect Donald Trump said he would probably not restrict medication abortion pills during his second term. The number of owner-occupied housing units increased by 8.4% from 76.4 million in 2014 to 2018 to 82.9 million in 2019 to 2023, according to newly released U.S. Census Bureau data. The 2019 to 23 American Community Survey 5-year estimate show that more people owned homes than rented in 3,070 of the nation's 3,144 counties and county equivalents between 2019 and 2023. Additionally, home values increased 21.7% between the 2014-2018 ACS five-year estimates and the 2019-2023 ACS five-year estimates, going from a median of $249,400 to $303,400. The rise in both home ownership and home values also came with an increase in the number of owner-occupied households without a mortgage, increasing between the 2 5-year periods by 3.9 million units, from 36.9% of owned homes in the 2014 to 2018 ACS estimates to 38.8% in the 2019 to 2023 ACS estimates. The amount of income that goes toward housing cost has differed between renters and owners, with renters traditionally paying more of their income toward housing. Beginning in February, Wisconsin Medicaid members who don't have secure housing will have a new benefit through the state. The new program is for Medicaid members who are experiencing housing insecurity and are also affected by substance use or mental health conditions. It's intended to offer a support system grounded in the stability, dignity, and well-being that secure housing can provide. The benefit does not cover rent or ongoing expenses, but does provide ongoing assistance and counseling. More than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of the state's long-term care system. AARP Wisconsin says they often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year. As families gather during the holidays, Martin Hernandez from AARP Wisconsin says this is the time for important discussions.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend an average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. Hernandez says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. An East Side Madison Hospital is ready to handle more difficult emergency cases. UW Hospital East Madison received Trauma 4 classification this week. That means the hospital, located on the busy I-94 interchange, will be able to handle severe injuries at its emergency room without having to bring patients all the way downtown to the main location near the UW-Madison campus. Officials say that means quicker care for patients and those coming into Madison for treatment. Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says it's in a flock of more than 13,000 turkeys on a farm in Barron County. Conkle says the affected premises has been quarantined and will not move poultry or poultry products. The birds will now be culled and handled to ensure that the flu does not spread from the farm. Wisconsin's last case of the H5N1 virus in poultry was January 4th in Washburn County. Wisconsin has not yet identified cases of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle or other livestock. Wisconsin Republicans will meet Tuesday as required under federal law to cast the state's Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump, not a day earlier as state law calls for. Election officials in the State Department of Justice agreed that federal law should be followed. The Wisconsin Republican Party sued in federal court last week, seeking an order to resolve which of the two conflicting dates they should meet. U.S. District Judge James Pedersen dismissed the case Thursday because everyone agreed that the votes should be cast Tuesday, essentially making the lawsuit moot. President-elect Donald Trump's former Wisconsin attorney has lashed out at the state's Democratic Attorney General for filing felony charges against him and two others related to the 2020 fake elector scheme. Jim Tropas said after his initial court appearance Thursday that he was the victim of lawfare that wreaked havoc on his career and personal life. Kenneth Cheesebrough, an attorney who advised Trump's 2020 campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, appeared appeared in court by phone. All three are charged with 11 felony forgery counts. The next court date was set for January 28th. Officials say roughly 70,000 gallons of oil from a pipeline spilled into the ground in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered November 11th in Jefferson County by an Enbridge energy technician. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited a federal accident report. Enbridge told the newspaper that the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe. The Canadian company says about 60% of the soil has been removed. Enbridge said the spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line was likely leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior to a terminal in Indiana. Critics noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious rights case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices Friday said they will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is primarily not religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case will probably be argued in the spring. The Supreme Court in recent years has issued an unbroken string of decisions, siding with churches and religious plaintiffs in disputes with states. Regulating ghost guns in Wisconsin, state Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials want to take action after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company. It is a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. Farmers from across the state met in the Dells over the weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 34 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:25. Farmers from across the state met in Wisconsin Dells this weekend and had some important topics to tackle. One big worry is the increasing number of wolves attacking calves. Darren Von Ruden is a third-generation farmer in Westby and serves as president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
We have some members that have seen 15 to 20% of their calves lost due to wolves. Another member put 8-foot fence all the way around their whole farm. That could be something that actually make the farm go bankrupt because it's not cheap to put that fence up.
He wants to find a balance between farmers losing their livelihoods and advocates of wolf conservation. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 6.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy, Price reports the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.19 yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.29, a difference of $1.10 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 0.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 today. The national average is down 7.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 7.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy. The national average price of diesel has declined 1.8 cents in the last week and stands at $3.47 per gallon. Patrick Dahan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says, quote, "As we edge closer to the end of the year, we're seeing momentum for falling gas prices weaken, which is typical as the national average generally bottoms out between Thanksgiving and Christmas." But he adds, with oil prices rising back above $70 last week, gas prices may have less potential to drop much further, though there may be a second window of lower prices in January or February in some areas, but even that won't last long. Attending local festivals and events is an exciting way to celebrate the holiday season. Many retailers turn to these events and set up temporary pop-up shops or booths to sell their merchandise. This gives shoppers the opportunity to browse unique holiday gifts and other merchandise in person. The Better Business Bureau receives complaints each year and about temporary retail locations and pop-up shops. Consumers report everything from poor quality merchandise to online purchase scams when ordering from pop-up retailers' website. They also report having difficulty obtaining refunds after temporary stores have closed their doors. Pop-up shops can be fun, but keep the following BBB tips in mind if you choose to buy from one of them. Ask how long a store will operate. If you are buying from a seasonal store, ask whether it will be open after the holiday and whether it will accept returns when the season is over. If not, consider buying elsewhere or taking more time to be sure the item is exactly what you want before making the purchase. Review purchase policies. Determine the company or vendor's refund and return policies before you buy. If pop-up shops cannot offer concrete commitments on how they will handle any potential problems you may have with their products or services, reconsider doing business with them. Be careful when placing orders. If the pop-up shop offers to place a special order for an item you're looking for, take extra steps to ensure it's legitimate. Before placing the order, ask the seller for their contact information and confirm it works. Get details on how you will receive the order and when you should expect it to arrive, and ask for a receipt and/or a copy of the order confirmation. Pay with a credit card so you have additional protection in case you never end up receiving the item. Pay attention to quality. Occasionally, pop-ups sell counterfeit products, so be cautious when purchasing designer goods or latest must-have gifts. Prices that are dramatically lower than regular retail prices may be a red flag that the items are either stolen or counterfeit. know the terms of any product or service guarantees. If you are purchasing anything that comes with a manufacturer's warranty, ask how you will be able to get the product service if needed. Guard your personal information. For small items, you might be better off paying in a cash so you don't have to share any personal information. Just be sure you understand that you probably won't have any recourse if something is not right. For larger items, paying with a credit card can provide additional protection if there are problems and the retailer disappears. Make sure you hang on to the receipt to match it against your credit card statement. Consider whether the gift is for a hard-to-please recipient. If you are planning a gift for someone who might need to or want to return it, consider buying from a retailer with a long-standing business, strong reputation, and well-established return policies instead of a pop-up shop. When possible, ask for a gift receipt that would make a return or exchange easier if necessary. If shopping online, do your research first. If you are interested in trying a new or unfamiliar online merchant, do your research. Ask the company for its physical location so you can check its business profile. Check to see if the business is BBB accredited so you know whether dealing with a trustworthy business online. Purchase scams are very common during the holidays, so if you're unsure about a retailer, look for online reviews and search for any scams. Remember that deals that seem too good to be true often are. Shop around. Pop-ups often focus on unique or highly qualified quality gifts that you may not find elsewhere, but some are simply mini versions of discount retailers offering holiday-themed goods that may be available for less at a traditional retailer. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. And as we reported at the top of the newscast, the Madison Police Department is investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. The shooter was a student at the school and is deceased. At this time, three people have died as a result of the shooting, including the suspect. At least seven others are injured. Their injuries range from minor to life-threatening. That is our latest update on the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. We will keep you updated as more news is available. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Two opportunities to give are being held this afternoon. The first is running until 2 o'clock at the Baraboo Fire and EMS Station. The second will be from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours today at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon to 1 and Viroqua City Hall from 3 to 4. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Enjoy the sounds of the season with Richland Center High School choirs. They will be performing tonight at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. Admission is $5. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Everly Fowl. It's 34 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are next.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC child and adolescent psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 34 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by his children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz, and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. 9 grandchildren, the mother of his children, Kieran Clark, many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
At Foggy North, it's more than just coffee. It's a one-stop shop for unique gifts and holiday cheer. Enjoy specialty and regular coffees while browsing holiday items. Maple syrup, mugs, tumblers, and muscadet mushroom apparel. Need a thoughtful gift? Foggy North gift cards make it easy to give the joy of great coffee and local treasures. Whether it's for Christmas, a birthday, or any occasion, you'll find something unforgettable here. Visit Foggy North today in downtown Muscadet.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gordon and Marcia Keller and Quinn and Stacy Schultz. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still a bit moist across the region, seeing a little patch of scattered sprinkles and drizzles moving across southwest Wisconsin as of late morning as a cold front slides through. That should gradually shift east of us for this afternoon. We will see some gusty westerly winds take hold this afternoon, linger through late tonight. Gusts could be up over 25 miles per hour. Otherwise, cooler temperatures building in tomorrow into Wednesday. Certainly nothing unusual for this time of the year, just back to normal by Wednesday. A weak weather system sliding through Tuesday night could also deliver a small amount of snow. There will be a stronger low-pressure system sliding in from the northwest for Thursday and Thursday night. Could bring some pockets of moderate to heavier snow across Wisconsin and Minnesota. Right now, it looks like the heaviest swath could go a little bit north of us, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that track. Otherwise, behind that, some even colder weather for the upcoming weekend. The forecast for the rest of today, mainly cloudy and breezy, perhaps still a few sprinkles or some drizzle, especially early in the afternoon. High temperature close to 40, southwest to west wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, variably cloudy and breezy, low about 26, west wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just a bit cooler, high close to 34 degrees, west wind around 10. There is a good chance of light snow Tuesday night, up to an inch or so possible, low 23. Wednesday, peaks of sun and breezy, high 29. As we head into Thursday, breezy with snow likely for the afternoon and evening. Right now, looks like 1 to 3 inches possible, heaviest north, low at 15, high 28. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly, low 16 with highs in the mid-20s. For Saturday, partly cloudy and cool, low near 8 degrees, high of 22. And by Sunday, mostly sunny and seasonal, low in the single digits with a high near 27. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 36, our low this morning was 32. Our high came early this morning of 36. We dropped down to the low of 32, and we're now at 34 degrees. The record high for this date was set in 2021 at 59. The record low, 17 below, was set in 1913. Last year's high was 43 with a low of 40. Sunset tonight will be at 4:27, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 4 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.74, and just a trace precipitation to report early this morning. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 34 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A nationwide effort to keep bird flu out of the milk supply. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
It was only recently that traces of highly pathogenic avian influenza were found in milk. And now the U.S. Department of Agriculture is implementing a national milk testing strategy to address the issue. Julie Gauthier of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says it's a five-stage process. Step one is at the processor level.
We'll be asking dairy inspectors to sample milk at the processing facilities from each silo that contains milk intended for pasteurization, a screening stage that we want to put in place all across the country.
Gauthier says states don't have to move through every stage, but if they do...
Stage two is something that a state can decide to use to fast-track them to demonstrate unaffected status or identify that state as being affected with this virus in their dairy herd.
The testing will identify specific herds to focus on to eliminate infections, says Gauthier.
Once a state has conducted enough significant testing to demonstrate that there is no virus present, then they can be moved to an unaffected status. Once we get all the states in the country at stage four, we can conduct at least 90 days of surveillance in order to demonstrate to the world that the U.S. is free of this virus in dairy herds.
Even after the milk supply is found to be free of high-path AI, testing and monitoring will continue. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
No progress over the weekend on a farm bill extension. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans deliver advanced agronomics, improved disease protection, and unprecedented yield potential. Unleash the power of Z-Series soybeans from Pioneer. Attempts to include disaster assistance as part of a farm bill extension over the weekend have failed. Farm Credit Council CEO Todd Van Hoos tells Brownfield farmers and ranchers need economic and disaster assistance.
But we've had droughts and we've had floods and we've had wildfires and there's been a lot of disasters this year across the country. At the same time, markets have been terrible. With the exception of livestock, especially cattle, everybody else is really struggling.
Democratic and Republican leadership of both the U.S. House and Senate Ag Committees are blaming each other for the lack of progress on a deal. Van Hoos joins several ag groups pushing for the assistance as part of a continuing resolution needed to fund the government beyond this Friday.
To not do that really exposes farmers out there to really tremendous market pressure. We're seeing farmers out there who have 1, 2, 3 years of negative returns. If you look at the markets moving forward, there's not much of a great story there.
Some Republican lawmakers representing agricultural districts say they will not support any supplemental funding bills that leave assistance to farmers out. Iowa's Ag Secretary says he's disappointed lawmakers have not been able to pass a five-year farm bill yet.
In a time where we're looking for more certainty and support for farmers, it feels like just a missed opportunity, an unforced error, if you will.
Mike Nagy tells Brownfield he hopes the new Congress will address the issue in early 2025. In the latest supply and demand report, USDA lowered its beef production estimate for 2025. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has the story.
The U.S. border remains closed to imports of feeder cattle from Mexico to prevent New World screwworm from entering the United States. Scott Brown says that largely impacted the USDA's numbers in its December report.
USDA told us for their 2025 beef production estimate, they turned out here in December, 25.7 billion pounds of beef to be produced. That's a reduction of 615 million pounds from what they said in November.
While a date hasn't been established for imports to resume, he tells Brownfield,
the idea that we'll be without Mexican cattle for all of 2025 might be a little extreme, but USDA's tended to take this strategy in other cases, other commodities, when trade has been disrupted like this.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
USDA's latest turkey hatchery numbers are pointing toward a decline in production. Turkey eggs in incubation at the start of December down 1% on the month and 3% on the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, trailers, snowblowers, household, guns, and much more. Online only auction ending December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Customer appreciation also happening December 18th during our hay sale. Free food and door prizes. Call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another very quiet start, typical for a Monday as buyers and sellers are preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the latter half of the week, especially with Friday's cattle on feed report. Last week, deals in the north had a wide range of $295 to $311 stress, but the bulk of the week's business ranged from $302 to $305, which was $5 to $8 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south were up mostly $191 to $192, steady to $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to very good demand for light offerings. Choice down 72 cents at $3.1567. Select is $5.71 higher at $2.8957. In Iowa last week, flyweight steers were sharply higher. Steers under 600 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Steers more than 600 pounds were $3 to $6 higher. Heifers less than 500 pounds were sharply higher, and heifers over 500 pounds were $3 to $9 higher. The USDA says demand was good for feeder cattle. Feeder supply included 56% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 649 pounds, brought 279 to 322.50. And medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $250 to $287. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are getting a jump on the week's business and are more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which is helping provide overall price support. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Director up $1.38 with a weighted average of $79.74. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of $79.74. And the Western Corn Belt was up 48 cents with a weighted average of $79.74. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $52. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.47 at $97.08. Ribs and bellies were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Get the farm equipment you need at the upcoming Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture Equipment event on December 19th. This online-only auction will feature items located in Denver, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago. Choose from over 50 items of prime agriculture gear, including sprayers, tractors, harvesters, combine headers, and much, much more. Don't miss this absolute unreserved auction December 19th. Register for free, then bid online at rbauction.com. That's rbauction.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, corn's higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower, watching weather in South America, with planting reportedly wrapped up in Brazil. Development conditions for South America look good until at least the end of the year. January beans are down 4.5 at 983¾. March is 7.5 lower at 987¼. January soybean meal's up 90 cents at 287.10. January soybean oil's down 96 points at 41.65. Corn's up today as overall demand continues to be solid, even if there are some signs of a slowdown. Crop weather in Argentina and Brazil continues, again, to generally look favorable. March corn's up 3 at 445, May's 2 higher at 451¼. And wheat's mixed. Global demand's strong, and U.S. exports remain ahead of last marketing year. Recent precipitation in U.S. winter wheat growing areas is beneficial. March Chicago's down 1¼ at 551. March Kansas City's up 2¼ at 559¼. March Minneapolis is a penny and a half higher at 6. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of this week's direct trade. Box beef at midday was modestly lower for choice, sharply higher for select. February live's down $1.82 at $190.20. April's $1.05 lower at $191.95. January feeders are down $1.97 at $255.67. March feeders are $1.05 lower at $256.62. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and questions about sustained domestic demand, even with pork up sharply at midday today. February lean's down $2.30 at $83.30. April's $1.55 lower at $88.20. And over in the broader market, crude oil continues to trade modestly lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
New cuts in fresh pork to enjoy. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Pork Checkoff helped develop a new cut of pork, the Copa-style steak. Jan Archer, a North Carolina pork producer and past president of the National Pork Board, says it comes from the money muscle of the pork shoulder.
It's essentially a pork ribeye steak from the shoulder. It was first promoted in Walmart in 151 stores. In the Walmart footprint, that's not a lot of stores, but it was really successful. And now it's rolled out to 439 stores. That's a big success story of something that the Checkoff worked on to develop a new product that really resonated with our consumer. So those kind of partnerships, working with our packers, working with our retailers, is how we drive this. You know, the Pork Board doesn't sell anything. So we have to work with the people that are selling our product, make sure that they're getting the information they need to elevate all of us and to help return value back to the farmers.
If you're familiar with barbecue, you've probably heard the term money muscle. It's actually a cut of pork from the bottom half of a pork shoulder that's known for its tenderness and its marbling. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Get the farm equipment you need at the upcoming Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture Equipment event on December 19th. This online-only auction will feature items located in Denver, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago. Choose from over 50 items of prime agriculture gear, including sprayers, tractors, harvesters, combine headers, and much, much more. Don't miss this absolute unreserved auction December 19th. Register for free, then bid online at rbauction.com. That's rbauction.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A major investment in the U.S. from a Japanese investment bank. The announcement from President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago today.
SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum.
SoftBank CEO joining Trump for the announcement. Unclear where SoftBank will raise the capital. More drone activity, this time over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. We've now learned it was closed temporarily on Friday night because of drone incursions. Meanwhile, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are using infrared cameras and drone detection technology to make sure that the drones spotted flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful. In his first official statement since fleeing Syria, former President Bashar al-Assad says he had planned to keep on fighting, but that the Russians requested he leave Syria.